أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين. إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون. قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين. صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Taraweeh, the 17th juz of the Holy Quran will be recited. And the first surah of the 17th juz is called Suratul Anbiya, the surah relating to Anbiya and the prophets of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned numerous Anbiya alayhimus salam and their conditions in this particular surah. One very detailed incident is regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam at many places in the Quran, but in this particular part Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the youth of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he had grown up with the natural instinct of Islam and the natural guidance of Islam. So he found that his father, his people, his nation, they were worshipping idols. So he asked his father one day that ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون. Oh father, what are these idols that you and the nation, your people are worshipping these idols and you are devoting yourself to these idols? His father's only reply was قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين. Well, our fathers and forefathers were doing it. We found them doing it, so we also doing it. If they did it, then we must also do it, because they could not have done anything wrong. So Ibrahim alayhi salam countered the argument and he said, قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But you and your forefathers are in open mistake. You are in open error. And then he spoke about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But despite all the logical arguments that he gave, the nation was not interested in giving up their idol worship. So Ibrahim alayhi salam adopted another methodology, and that is وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّ مُدْبِرِينَ. One day they had to go out for some kind of a celebration or some kind of a fair or some kind of outing. The whole nation left, the whole community left. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he pretended that he was not well. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيم. He told the people, look, I'm not well. You people carry on. And he remained behind. And when they went away, then he took an axe and he went into the temple and he began smashing the idols into smithereens. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُزَاذَا. He broke them into little pieces. He smashed them, illa kabira lahum la'allahum ilayhi yarji'un. And he left the big one, took the same axe and put it around the neck of the big one, as if to say that he was the guilty one. The big one smashed the small ones, and the axe was hanging in his neck. When the people came back, they saw this and they were absolutely disgusted or shocked, and they were bewildered that what has happened here, that this idol of ours, these idols are all broken, and now the axe is in the neck of the big one. So they said, let's find out who stayed behind, who didn't go. And then it was said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَيْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We hear of one youngster by the name of Ibrahim. He was the only one who remained behind. So they called for him, they summoned him, and they asked him, قَالَ أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O Ibrahim, are you the one who smashed our idols? He said, قَالَ بَلْ فَعَلَ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. He said, here's the idol, here's the big idol. He must have did it. Ask him if he can speak. So obviously they were embarrassed very badly, because their idols can neither speak, they can't hear, they can't see, they can't think, they can't move, they cannot do anything, they are useless,
they are of no use at all. So they understood by this logical argument of Ibrahim alayhi salam, by this action of his, the futility of idol worship. And there could be nothing that they could argue against. But in any case, Ibrahim alayhi salam then went on to explain to them the futility of the idol worship. قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam told them, woe unto you people, that it's disgraceful. You're worshipping that which cannot harm you or benefit you in any way, and you're leaving the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you people have any intelligence? Don't you have any brains? But instead of saying that this argument of Ibrahim is very logical, they in turn they chose to become blind to the logic and the validity of the argument of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they preferred to take the path of violence, and they said, well, let us take revenge from him for what he did. And they took the decision, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. Burn him now. Take him and throw him in the burning fire, and help your broken idols by getting rid of this idol breaker and the idol demolisher, Ibrahim. So, as we know, the great fire of Namrud was made, and it was a huge fire, and it was left to burn for many days. And it was thought that no being will ever come out from such a fire alive. And they could not even go near the fire because of the intensity of that fire. So they took Ibrahim alayhi salam and they put him in a catapult and they flung him into that fire. But lo and behold, when he landed in the midst of that fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants to save, this is the lesson of Iman of the Quran, that when Allah ta'ala wants to save someone, then in the middle of a burning fire, he will be absolutely safe and the fire will not be able to harm or burn. This is proper iman and yaqeen in Allah's qudrat and greatness. Qulna ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire. First command, he said, ya naru kuni barda. Oh, fire, become cold. The fire became so cold that the fire became a freezer. It became so cold that in the midst of the middle of that fire, Ibrahim alayhi salam was shivering out of the coldness, because Allah ordered the fire to become cold. So he began to shiver in the middle of that fire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command, wasalaman, become cold, but also a place of safety for Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam spent that time in that fire in absolute comfort, like he was in the middle of some garden, and he enjoyed himself so much in that fire that later when people asked him, how was it when you were thrown into the fire? He said, the best days of my life when I was right in the middle of that fire. So the fire of the enemy can be the garden of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the gardens that are made by the enemy can be in actual fact the fire. The time of Dajjal will come. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned his ummah, Dajjal will come with a fire like the fire of hell, and he will come like a garden of paradise. He said, oh my ummah, do not choose his paradise, for in actual fact that will be fire. And choose that fire that he's threatening you or frightening you with, because that in actual fact will be the true paradise. But that will only happen when a person has got the full strength of iman, and he has got trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will not be afraid to jump into fire, a blazing fire, knowing that actually behind that is the safety and protection and the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believers.